You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Last week we got in a palaver about plogging, a combination, as you will recall, of jogging and litter picking, and it was one a word which has been included in the list here, in the list of this year's most notable words, that according to the Collins Dictionary. Another word on that list, although not necessarily a new one I would have thought, is vegan. This involves eating a plant-based diet, and as I say, not necessarily a new concept and a lifestyle that is being followed by a number of people, of course. Our reporter Ryan Hanton first took to the streets and then later to the vegan cafe in Ennis, Peckish, to see what being a vegan and what a plant-based diet entails.
Yeah, I guess I'm slowly but surely possibly leaning towards that. I definitely eat a lot less meat than I would have in the past. I suppose environmentally it's probably better, but also I think just I feel rather more healthy with eating more vegetables than having more vegetables than meat on my plate, I guess, for dinner and things like that. So even here in town, like the vegan restaurant Peckish, like that's, they've got lovely food in there and stuff. And I've lived abroad, like in Asia a lot, and I remember I was in Nepal, and I only ate like vegetarian food for a month, and I thought, God, I could actually get used to this. Like, I didn't miss meat at all.
There is another reason, which is all the cool kids are doing it, and it's listed people like Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande. Is that something that would convince you?
No, not really. The only issue I have of veganism in any way is the fact that, yeah, there is that kind of, it's been turned into a bit of a fad, I suppose. And then also, I think people trying to ram it down people's throats, pardon the pun, they should go vegan, kind of towards people who still eat meat.
I might consider it because it saves animals' lives and stuff, but I do like meat and it's got protein and stuff, so.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good things about veganism, but I don't know. There's a lot of good things about eating meat as well, so it's hard to tell whether it's a good choice or not, but yeah, if you do it right, it's a good idea.
And then one reason which I thought was kind of silly to have on the official website was all the cool kids are doing it. Now, they have a list of celebrities from Miley Cyrus down to Ariana Grande. I suppose, do you think there's a fad element to veganism in that they're just doing it because it's fashion or it's cool at the moment?
I think people are doing it because a lot of people are doing it, but I don't think they should be. I think you should only do it if it's what you stand for and if you actually believe in it, not just because other people are doing it.
And would you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
And the last thing is just, there was a survey of over 2,000 Brits. I couldn't find one about Irish people, but 2,000 Brits, 25% of them keep eating meat just because of aggressive vegans. Do you think there's any vegans out there that could stand to be maybe a little bit less aggressive with their views?
Yes, of course. If you want to be a vegan, fair play, but I don't think people need to be so aggressive about it and kind of shoving it in everybody's face. If that's what you stand for, fair enough, I'm not going to go against you.
But I suppose on the other side, there's meat eaters who show it in vegans' faces as well, I guess. So, I don't know. It goes both ways, I guess. So,
I don't think I'd consider becoming one, no. It's healthy, it's very healthy, I think. And I've been in the restaurant maybe down in Parnell Street once or twice, but I would be all for being healthy. And you never know, maybe in a few years' time, maybe a lot of people will, you know, take that up.
And do you mind me asking why you personally wouldn't consider it? Are you just too much of a meat lover?
Not really. I'm not. No, I like chicken and fish. I think it's healthy. But I suppose, you know, just being the Irish, what we're used to. But it doesn't mean to say that we can't get used to, you know, different foods in it.
I wouldn't really, no. I did try vegetarianism, you know, when I was younger. But I just ended up sick, to be quite honest. I did it for about a year. And there's more the texture of meat I don't like, more so than anything else. But if people want to be vegan, yeah, you know, I've nothing against it.
If it works for them, it works for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people do find health benefits from it, but I think you have to be very dedicated and really get to the right range there, you know. And I find without meat, I don't think I could do it myself.
And do you think there's a fad element to veganism?
Yeah, there is definitely a fad to it. Yeah, I think with young people, it'll probably, you know, it'll go for a while and then, you know, it'll wear out because it's difficult to do. And unless you're really 100% behind it and believe in it, really yourself, rather than just your, you know, the person you admire doing it, then it's not going to really work for you.
No, I'm a vegetarian though, but I wouldn't become a vegan.
Do you mind me asking why you decided to become vegetarian?
Just to give up meat, really. I felt it was a healthier option, and I'm very happy on it. I'm on it for years.
Do you think there's a fad element to veganism, like a fashion kind of thing?
I think there is, actually. I think there is. And you have to be so careful with your diet to make sure you get all your vitamins. And I'd be worried about vegans.
And then the last thing is just, there was a survey of over 2,000 Brits. I tried to get Irish people, but 2,000 Brits, 25% of them keep eating meat just because of aggressive vegans. Do you think there's some vegans that can stand to maybe be a little bit less aggressive with their views? Dial it down a bit.
Well, everybody's entitled to the views, really. I wouldn't agree with that, really.
I wouldn't consider becoming a vegan, but I do try to have a few days a week that are meatless. I'm afraid I like my meat too much. I try to do it as responsibly as I can, but that's where I stand on veganism.
And then another reason that was on there that I thought was kind of funny was all the cool kids are doing it. So they have a list of celebrities like Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Carrie Underwood. Do you think there's a fad element to veganism?
I think there can be. I think if people have either moral reasons or health reasons that they're doing it, that's important. But I think people need to know what they're doing as well, because you have to supplement nutrients and things that you're not getting if you are a vegan. And if they're just doing it as a fad, they may not be actually eating healthy.
Then I dropped into Peckish, Ennis's vegan cafe, and spoke with Tina Power, who owns the cafe, along with her husband, Roy. First thing I want to ask you, kind of, is just why do you think veganism is on the rise? Why do you think so many people are kind of making the change these days?
Well, there's a lot of health issues going within. You can call it veganism, you can call it plant-based. But a lot of people are moving towards veganism, plant-based foods, is because of health issues.
How much do you think it benefits health? And does it benefit health for everyone across the board? Or is it something that's individual to each person?
Yeah, I mean, across the board. My young grandchildren are vegan. It's a thing that's suitable for young, middle-aged, older people. There's a lot of health benefits to being, we'll say, plant-based in this issue, because a lot of people understand plant-based more than the vegan side of it.
Okay, well then I suppose an interesting question to ask is, what exactly is vegan? What is veganism? What is plant-based? What exactly does that entail?
So basically it's just eating anything that comes from, I won't say nature, because people would say animals come from nature, because it's basically everything that comes from seeds, beans, pulses, vegetables, where you can cover all your proteins within that, and a lot more vitamins. And also we try to sell organic where we can as well.
And then there is this kind of perception that once you go vegan you have to give up a lot of things. I mean, obviously you have to give up meat, but like in terms of dairy products and stuff, I see there's chocolate brownies over there, you know. Like, could you talk to me a little bit about how you don't have to like give up everything that you want to eat when you go vegan?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people come in here and they say, I've got a really sweet tooth, you know, I really love my cakes. We sell every sort of cake that you can get in your, you know, your usual bakery. We sell more kind of little healthier balls, energy balls. We sell cupcakes. We sell trifles. We sell profiteroles, brownies, cookies. We sell anything that you can get in your normal bakery, we sell here.
And then I suppose, to maybe take a turn into maybe the more negative side of things, even on the official PETA website that gave reasons for being vegan, they had all the cool kids are doing it, and then they listed a bunch of celebrities. Do you think there is an element that some people are jumping on this as a fad rather than fully considering what they're doing and why they're doing it, and they're just doing it because it's cool?
Well, yeah, I mean, you always have an element of that, whichever, you know, there's fads go on through the years, whichever, so you're always going to have some people that come and go. But, I mean, more and more big businesses are putting their money into vegan products. If it was a fad, they wouldn't be doing this. There's obviously lots of evidence to show that in the future this is where our food system is heading. So, yeah, no, I don't think it's a fad.
There is a stereotype out there that vegans can be kind of aggressive with their beliefs or something like that. Do you think there's any kind of element of people that are vegan that are maybe a bit aggressive with their views and could stand to dial it back? Or do you think that's a stereotype and an outlier?
It's like in any walk of life, you're going to get more people that are more aggressive with their views than in others. So, you know, there are plenty of vegans out there that are being vegan, and like us, we're pushing veganism quietly, mm-hmm. you know, and not in an aggressive way. But I mean,
do you think maybe these aggressive people are becoming the public face of veganism in terms of, like, because they're so loud, it's like the squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, the sometimes the press like to push that side of it if they and other people aren't fully behind it. So you're always going to have that, where sometimes there's going to be an element of the aggressive side is pushed more forward than the positive side.
What would you say to those people who are considering the change?
Education. Look more into why people are turning vegan. There's the environmental side, there's the animal side. There's so many different parts of veganism and plant-based, why people are trying it out more. And, you know, like I say, the big companies, multinationals, there are other people that I know are investing in the plant-based movement, and I shan't mention names, but, you know, you don't have to give up things to become plant-based vegan. But I mean, if you look out more, read more, educate yourself more about the reasons people are going this way, it just makes sense.
And I suppose it's not like it's a flip a switch sort of thing, like, you know, I'm not vegan now, I flip switch, then I'm vegan. I mean, like, you know, people who maybe don't consider themselves vegan, they're more than welcome to come in here and, you know, have lunch, have dinner, etc. as well, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the majority of our customers aren't vegan. They just like to come and have tasty food.
Exactly.
You know, so basically that's it, yeah.
Right. Is there anything that you want to kind of promo or put out there to kind of our listeners yourself?
Recently, the government are trying to put VAT onto supplements and a healthier way of living. And it's what happened to freedom of choice and what happened to people being able to look after their own health. I mean, it seems to be that if you want to go a different route and a healthier route, you're going to be penalised for it, you know? So, I mean, there's issues, you know, that coming up like that as well. You know, that you're going to have to pay 25% on your supplements if you want to supplement your healthier way of life. You know?
Well, that's something I hadn't considered. I suppose I would ask you then, off the back of that, what are kind of obstacles people might face to going plant-based, do you think?
I don't think there's any obstacles. It's just opening your mind.
Okay.
You know?
Just government obstacles.
Sorry?
Just government obstacles then.
Yeah, government obstacles, yeah. And it just seems to be that, you know, in this country, you know, I say freedom of choice. You know, you have a freedom of choice to look after your health. And there's so many books out there and education that people, we all need to educate ourselves, you know. There's so many outside issues, like, you know, mobile phones and how they have a detrimental effect on your life. So the more outer environmental issues you have attacking your body, you need to look after more and more the internal issues of your body.
To finish off, I suppose I would just ask you, if you don't mind answering, why you personally became vegan, why you personally decided to go plant-based.
I was vegetarian, and then for 10 years I've been vegan, and it's all purely I turned vegetarian for the animals. You know, the issues over animals, animal welfare, animal cruelty. That's why I went this path.
And that report there from Clare FM's Ryan Hanton.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.